This is a story that came to our attention last week, and it really touched myself and Fionnuala. And when we heard the story, it was hard not to feel so involved and compelled and wanting to do something. Rosanna and husband Ollie, they're from County Galway. They have two daughters, Farah Rose, 16 months, and Saoirse, who's 8 years of age since January. And in November of 2019, just over a little over 6 months ago, feels a lot longer, doesn't it? November 2019, Saoirse Ruan came home from school complaining of a pain in her ankle. And Saoirse's complaint came as a surprise because she played camogie, tennis. She was very active. She adored sport and been active. She still does. So it was quite a surprise to her parents that she was complaining of soreness. If she was anything like me, would have been ignored because I always had pains and aches. But Saoirse was not like that whatsoever. Over the course of the week, this pain developed into a limp. And then when Saoirse was taken to the family GP, the GP immediately showed some concerns. And Saoirse was referred to A&E for an X-ray. And Rosanna Ruan, mother of Saoirse, will take the story from there.
Well, on the day in particular that she was referred into A&E, it was a Friday of the toy show, a big night in everyone's house. So my husband brought her in, and she came home with what they had said was a broken bone. Now, we were very shocked at this because, you know, she had been walking around and then limping, but we thought she'd be in a lot more pain with a break. But we were thankful. We were so relieved that it wasn't anything worse. She was sent home on crutches, and she had a little temporary cast on her leg. And my husband said to me, she has to go into Merlin Park Monday morning for her proper cast. There was a bit of a mixed emotion. There was a bit of upset because we didn't realise she'd broken her leg, but there was a bit of relief. And it was 2 days later then, on the Sunday, when we got a phone call from the orthopaedic reg, that things kind of took a turn. They were looking at her x-ray and they didn't like what they were looking at, so they asked us to come in for some more tests. And that's what we did. We spent the day in there. We had loads of tests done, blood tests and CT scans, and then they decided to admit her. And it wasn't until that night we were told we wouldn't see any of the consultants or the team. And it was that night when we went up onto the ward to admit her that the team were there to meet us. And that kind of stood out a bit for us. There was something not right. And after the consultant spoke with her and brought us into our own room to have a discussion, it was there and then that tumour was discussed, mentioned to us for the first time.
When was Saoirse diagnosed? Was there much of a gap between the limp developing and a diagnosis?
Not really, no. Once she started limping on it, we kind of acted very quickly. And she had been in to A&E on the Friday. She was called in to paediatrics on the Sunday. On Monday morning, she did an MRI. That night, we were in Dublin in a hotel, waiting to be in Crumlin the following morning on the Tuesday for a biopsy. So everybody was very proactive. I think they really didn't like what they were seeing. They could see then as well, like from the biopsy, that, you know, what they were able to tell us was that it was aggressive and it was malignant. And that's what they knew there and then before we left Dublin to come home. So everybody had an idea that what we were looking at was not good.
And to find out that information so quickly is an unbelievable amount of information to process. And that's last November into December. We're only at May now. So I suppose, how have ye been doing? How do you respond and react to something like that?
Oh, God, I don't know, Fionnuala. It's so life-changing. You feel... For me personally, I feel that life just went on pause and we're living someone else's life. But then sometimes you realise, well, this is your life and it has happened to us. It all happened very fast. Unfortunately for Saoirse as well, she started her chemo straight away in December. And come January then, there was discussions with the team that because of where the tumour was, it's what she has is... an osteosarcoma. It's a cancer of the bone, and it's nearly always high grade or aggressive in young children. And I suppose what we want to make people aware of is that an average of 3 young people under 16 years are diagnosed with this tumour every year in Ireland, which is, you know, that's just like, it was something we were never aware of. We'd never heard of this type of cancer before. And unfortunately for Saoirse, because of where it was situated, the majority of children would be able to have their tumour removed by limb-sparing surgery. But for Saoirse, that wasn't the case. And we even got a second opinion on this from Massachusetts. She had to have her right leg amputated a few weeks ago. It was the only solution for her to get rid of the tumour and just to give her the best chance at recovery. So, from December to now, an awful lot has happened. An awful lot has happened to a young girl of 8 years of age. An awful lot has happened inside one house to one family. It's life-changing stuff.
It would be very difficult to go through this for the most hardened of person with so many years of life experience, but at 8 years of age to go through this, I can't even imagine how difficult it is. How is she coping? How is her spirits going through this?
Her spirits are good now. I mean, initially, obviously, when you tell somebody, you know, all these blows that were hit, and when we had to sit her down and talk to her about it, it wasn't very nice. There was lots of tears from everybody involved, lots of hugs. It was heartbreaking. And not alone just to have to tell her that she had cancer, but to tell her that they were going to take her leg. It's something that I would never wish on any family or never want any family to ever go through again. She went down to theatre with 10 beautiful toes and came back with 5. And she's fantastic. Like, she has a great way of, you know, she takes in the information. Of course, initially she's upset. But then whatever way she takes it on, it's like if she can't control that they're doing this, or if she can't control that she's cancer, she controls how she deals with it now. She's a great spirit about her. And when the evening of her surgery, she turned around to me and she said, "Mama, I'm so proud of myself for letting them take my leg, because they took my tumor." And, you know, she really amazed you with the way she, you know, with her attitude. It's fantastic. And I think that's what keeps girls going, is her attitude and her positivity.
It sounds like she could teach a lot of us a lot of things about dealing with adversity and how to cope with setbacks. On that, then, you know that this has obviously changed all of your lives now. And unfortunately, a part of that is the massive financial challenges you're going to face as a result of her treatment, particularly in terms of her prosthesis. Can you give us an idea of what you're doing and what people have been doing to support that cause?
Yeah, so we've set up a GoFundMe page. It's called SOS Support Our Saoirse. Also, there's a lot of activity on Instagram, the same Support Our Saoirse. So we set up the page. Initially, I suppose we didn't want to do it, and then we did, and then COVID-19 hit. So it was a very difficult decision, because we're very aware of how people are being affected by COVID-19 financially. I suppose we set our targets very low initially, thinking, well, you know, I remember saying to my husband, if we get €500, won't that be €500 that we can get something for her or put towards whatever she needs? And within 45 minutes on that evening, she hit her target of 5,000, and it's been continuously building since. It's amazing what the generosity is. It's just amazing. The GoFundMe page is going to be, you know, a fantastic financial setup for her, for all the prosthesis that she will need. And that alone, we set our target again because we did a review with CAPA, where she has a rehabilitation, and on reviewing those figures and speaking to the team there, we had to change our figure to 160,000, and that just in itself will kit her out with prosthesis from now until she hits her 18th birthday. And that's very important, because she needs to have the right prosthesis. And the rest, you know, of money that we hopefully will raise will go towards some groundworks and some alterations that need to be done in the house for her. All she wants is to be able to walk again, and with that, you know, return to an acceptable level of you know, maybe playing camogie and being able to cycle her bike around the house and little things like that that you'd probably, you know, you'd take for granted, and we'll get the groundwork done at some point, and now it's kind of like a necessity that we have to do it, and, you know, little things like that. So it's a great setup for her, and it's huge. I don't know how to put it into words, but we're just so thankful to everybody that's donated so far, and we just love to make awareness out there, you know, put it out there that this is a rare cancer, that it can happen to anybody. you know, it's very hard on a child who has their whole life ahead of them. She was born with all her limbs and now she's missing one limb, and we're just going to create awareness. And hopefully as well, we'd like to be in the position that once Saoirse reaches her target, in some way we'd like to give back. Saoirse would like to give back either to osteosarcoma research or maybe to Crumlin Hospital, where they're looking after her so well. She's actually currently up there at the moment having chemo. This is my first time to take a break away from it. My husband went instead of me this time. So she's doing really well, and she knows I'm actually doing an interview with you today, so she says hi.
Well, I really appreciate that, and obviously we pass on more than our best wishes, as much as we can of our best wishes, because she sounds like a remarkable girl. We will of course be following her journey. To remind us, it's SOS Support Our Saoirse. If you want to Google that, you'll find the GoFundMe page, and that's where any support you can give, I'm sure, would be much appreciated. Rosanna, I've really enjoyed talking to you. I know this sounds strange under the circumstances, but thank you so much for telling us your story, your family story, and Saoirse's story. And as I said, we just really hope that this all has the most positive of outcomes, and that you have the support, as you seem to have, of the community around you.
Thank you, Fionnuala. You're very good. Thanks a million.
Rosanna Ruan speaking to us earlier on. An unbelievably difficult situation for that family to be in. And the first time listening to Rosanna speak so clearly, coherently, calmly about the situation that they're in, and Saoirse, the difficulty that she's going through. And it's difficult enough to ask for money and to try and fundraise in the best of times, but through a pandemic, when some people might not have as much disposable cash that they usually would have, and they're doing this for their daughter, that she can walk again for a prosthesis, and that she will have a comfortable life up until she can walk again and get back to some sort of normality. So we wish family and Saoirse all the very best of luck. She sounds like a remarkable, remarkable person to have the outlook when others and elders might be fretting. It seems she has a great positive outlook, and we do wish her the very best of luck. You can find them on Instagram, Support Our Saoirse. You can Google that as well, SOS Support Our Saoirse. You will find the GoFundMe if you are in a position to donate whatever few euro you might have lying around, or just to follow their story, Support Our Saoirse on Instagram. Fionnuala?
It was a tough interview to do. Having said that, tough is the wrong word to use, because they're the ones going through the challenge. But
no, but I get what you mean and get what you're saying.
Because you can't comprehend that until you've gone through something similar yourself. And you can only imagine that this challenge... The one positive that I take from it, and I know we mentioned it so much, but is the community rallying around. I know I've seen a lot about it on social, people doing the Rise and Shine challenge, as was mentioned, and just that bit of heartwarming support, it is lovely to see, and hopefully it will continue for Support Our Saoirse, SOS Support Our Saoirse, and that they get to the amount that they need, both to help Saoirse and to give back as well.
Also, what I didn't mention was Shane Farrelly was on Operation Transformation. You might know him. Also, members of the Virtual Voices Choir and Youth Choir, they've came together and they have put their own song together for Saoirse as well. All done remotely. Maybe we could enlist them, Fionnuala, if we want to go forward to make another people's maniac. We could import...
Wow, that would be some talent to have involved.
We can import Shane Farrell and all his beautiful voices. So well done, and thank you once again to Rosanna and the family for sharing their story. And we sincerely hope that Saoirse gets the best possible outcome, because she sounds like a remarkable person.
Days from 2:50.